You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR. Massachusetts policymakers are looking to solve a perplexing and important problem: the high number of inmates who leave state jails and prisons only to return within 3 years. Paradoxically, while Massachusetts has the second lowest incarceration rate in the country, it has one of the highest rates of recidivism. Reflecting on that high rate this week, Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court Chief Justice Ralph Gantz singled out one organization's efforts to help former inmates stay out of jail.
UTEC is a rather extraordinary program. The results are rather breathtaking. 83% of those who have left UTEC have not been arrested in 2 years. 82% who left UTEC programming were employed 2 years later.
UTEC, based in Lowell, is not a government program. It's a business. A business with a social objective, keeping young people away from gangs and jail by giving them jobs. Bostonomics sent WBUR's Bruce Gellerman to visit UTEC to learn the secret of the social enterprise's success.
The delicate princess from the Hans Christian Andersen fable would feel right at home in this drafty riverside warehouse in Lawrence. The place is filled nearly floor-to-ceiling with mattresses.
There's, I believe, around 700 mattresses on our floor right now, and we have more coming in all the time.
UTEC Chief Innovation Officer Ed Frechette watches as a forklift swivels and unloads a stack of worn mattresses. A team of young workers wearing UTEC hoodies drags one off and begins shredding it with utility knives and bolt cutters. They tear through 25,000 a year.
We'll break down mattresses and we'll get wood, we'll get foam. They're essentially commodities, and there's just not a lot of money in the commodities market. Like, that set of springs right there is probably worth about 75 cents.
And the high-density foam is worthless. But the innovation officer has a value-added idea on how to reuse it.
For geriatric dog beds. So yeah, we would love to upcycle some of these materials and create another business.
UTEC Mattress makes most of its money on the fees it charges for picking up old mats from hotels, towns, and colleges. But its business model isn't about saving mattresses from landfills and incinerators. It's about recycling the lives of young gang members and inmates who work here.
Mattress recycling is the job that a young person will have day one upon their release from incarceration.
Executive Director Greg Croto started UTEC 17 years ago in Lowell with $40,000. Its budget today, $5 million. About a third is earned at UTEC's social enterprises, where bottom-line business strategies are applied to have a societal impact. UTEC has a commercial kitchen cafe and a woodworking factory where young workers turn out cutting boards for Whole Foods. But everyone starts out in mattresses.
Now, we know that there's no waiting line for a young person who wants to get involved in a gang. So we have to be in that position to say, okay, upon release, they can go straight right into mattress recycling.
Today's crew is 9 strong. And then I have 3 guys on the truck right now.
Jim Buchholz is the mattress warehouse operations manager.
It's definitely a physical job, as you can see. But as you can also see, there's a lot of people talking with each other. People are smiling. We try to make it as friendly as an atmosphere as possible, you know?
My same motivation. I love my fans.
One of the workers Buchholz is trying to keep engaged and employed is 21-year-old Rafael Canales. Canales has been in and out of jail many times, and he's been working in mattress recycling for several months. He hopes to make it into the UTEC culinary program.
I like it here, you know, it don't make you feel like a slave, you know what I'm saying? We work, that's what we're here for, you know, but at the same time, we're having fun while we're doing it, you know what I mean?
I would say the biggest challenge is knowing when to push and knowing when to kind of pull back and just let them have their day.
It's not like just another 9-to-5 job or something. I got my GED.
Where?
Through UTEC, actually.
There's a lot of teamwork in here. We don't have one person grab a king-size mattress and drag it around. You know, you got to work together, so you rely on the person standing next to you a lot of the time.
And sometimes your co-worker can be a member of a rival gang. Call it a workplace lesson in peaceful coexistence. It's estimated there are 30 youth gangs in the Lowell area with 1,500 members. UTEC sends out teams of gang-savvy street workers into jails to do outreach and encourage those with criminal records and troubled histories to join the social, educational, and employment programs UTEC offers. But often life on the straight and narrow is not an easy sell.
The first time I heard about them, they came to see me when I was incarcerated. They came to see me. I turned them down, though. I was really into my gangbang and stuff in there.
22-year-old Jeff Alvarez was serving his third jail sentence for stealing cars before he finally decided to join UTEC. Today, he's one of the 175 workers at UTEC. He's in woodworking. Alvarez finished mattress recycling in record time.
My job loves me. My mom is happy for me. This program is my life now. I wouldn't want to leave. If I could be here for another 3, 4, 5 years, so I wouldn't mind doing it.
Actually, from first encounter to job to transitional counseling, UTEC spends about 6 years with each person. Greg Croteau calls it a long-term investment.
We'll never kick anybody out. For us, the big factor is just showing up.
But sometimes, well, actually many times, entry-level mattress workers do not show up.
We're never going to give up on a young person. We know that there are going to be stumbles that they may have, but we'll never say we're a second-chance program. We'll say that we have to be equipped to be an 8, 9, 10-chance program.
The motivator to show up in mattress recycling is money. Innovation officer Ed Frechette.
If they show up one day, we'll pay them for the day. If they don't show up the next day, that's okay, but they can expect a phone call from us to say, we miss you, we want you back. We want to make it as easy for them to stay in programming as possible.
The bar is low, but so is the pay. Minimum wage. Vinnie Prong has been trying to make it through the mattress recycling program on and off for 5 years, but it's been tough.
I got court cases. I just came out of jail last year. I got a newborn child. I don't make enough money. After taxes, $36. It doesn't even pay for my rent. I pay $1,000 a month, you know what I mean?
You can make more money on the street.
Yeah, definitely. But I don't want my son growing up and thinking that that's the only way that he's going to be able to make it somewhere, like, is by going to the streets and doing this and that, or things that I used to do, you know what I mean? But it's still tempting to go back to the streets, like, you know what I mean?
Greg Croteau gets it. As the head of a nonprofit social enterprise, he has to think in terms of dollars and cents, as well as the societal and human costs determining UTEC's bottom line.
From a return of investment side of things, whether it be from public health, public safety, economic, the capacity for a return of investment is immense.
Do the math. It costs $52,000 a year to keep a person in the local county jail for a year. Programming at UTEC is $20,000 a year, and that includes paychecks for a 30-hour week job. And the recidivism rate in the UTEC program is less than half the jail's. But those numbers tell only part of the story. At UTEC, a major problem persists. The intergenerational cycle of poverty and crime. Half the young people in UTEC programs are parents.
And so a big barrier for them showing up is having reliable, consistent childcare. And so our new initiative is to develop what we're calling a two-generational center.
When the new on-site Gen 2 center opens in a few weeks, Greg Croteau says UTEC young people will be able to succeed as workers and parents.
The idea of how can each young person be the number one teacher in their kids' lives, right? And so how do we embed that into everything they're doing, whether you're in the kitchen in our social enterprise here, and that's informing how you, you know, have healthy eating within your family, or the woodworking shop, and you're learning about toys and what's, you know, from a child development perspective, what's important there. We're really excited about where that can head.
Call it a triple bottom line success, where young people from gangs and jail get jobs, and UTEC social enterprises become more sustainable. And society, well, do the math. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.
Special funding for Bostonomics provided by Newmark Grubb Knight Frank's downtown team, delivering professional real estate insight and advisory services to Boston's changing market. NGKF.com.